When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. I hope everyone is having a great Thursday morning. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We are live here on June the 9th, 2022. Going to talk about a lot of things today here on the show. We've got some baseball action. We'll take a look at the DFS slate, no doubt. And, of course, take a look at the future as far as the NBA and the NHL is concerned. And, Davis, that's a good place to begin. Last night, the Boston Celtics, of course, taking on the Golden State Warriors. A game that looked like it had a chance of being pretty close going into the fourth quarter, but the Warriors put up a 11 spot in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry's injury, I think, a factor in that as well. But as we talked about yesterday, Celtics now take that commanding 2-1 lead in the series. They hold serve at home. Now I guess the question is where the series goes from here, and maybe a lot of it on Curry's health.
Yeah, a lot of it is definitely on Curry's health, and I think pretty much game four is going to be a must win for the Golden State Warriors. If they are down 3-1, they go home. Maybe they're able to get that game at home, but the Boston Celtics are going to be probably 4 or 5 point favorites in game six when it goes back to Boston, and I just would have a hard time seeing them get there. And the Celtics were just all over them to start last night. Jaylen Brown did not have a miss in the first quarter, so it's kind of hard to overcome that. And I did not love the attitude from the Golden State Warriors after that game, kind of complaining about the fan interactions and stuff like that. Like, come on, you're the Golden State Warriors. You're the dynasty. They are the most winning team of the last decade in the NBA. You've got to anticipate a very hostile environment. I mean, going anywhere, but especially going in Boston. And come on, like you got your butts kicked. Like you got to own that, I think.
Yeah, look, in the end, it doesn't take much to see. I mean, when Boston's going to shoot close to 50% from the field with their defense, that's going to be it. I mean, the Celtics are going to win the championship if they continue to shoot at that rate and play defense at the rate that they do. But again, long series, we'll see what happens in game four. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. As we mentioned, Boston takes a 2-1 lead in the series. Now we'll wait for the next game to determine potentially the outcome of that one. That, of course, begins our headlines today. Steph Curry had what looked like a leg injury after going for a loose ball. His status for the next game, undetermined at this time. The Rams signed Cooper Kupp to a 3-year, $80 million contract extension. He had a phenomenal year last year, so well-deserved there. And for fantasy baseball purposes, the Toronto Blue Jays have called up the number 4 prospect in all of baseball, Gabriel Moreno, who I saw play in the Futures game a couple years ago. Really good catcher, really good hitter. Sort of, a little desperate here. Toronto needs to make a move to kind of get a little bit better on offense. Also in Davis, in baseball, we've got some streaks going on. The Philadelphia Phillies have not lost since firing Joe Girardi. Go figure that one. They've won 6 games in a row. Braves have won 7 games in a row. And then the Angels have lost 14 games in a row. You know, I had to end with that. So the haves and the have-nots really coming in the picture. We're kind of going to know, I think, by the end of June, who's really in this and who's not.
I definitely think that you are correct about that. Definitely pretty interesting to see the Phillies turn things around. I mean, obviously, are they winning games because Joe Girardi is not there? I don't think so. I mean, it's like a really talented team, right? The Phillies have a lot of very good players. I mean, they have good pitchers. They don't have particularly good bullpen pitchers, but they have good starters. They have a lineup that could definitely hit, right? I don't think anyone has said Nick Castellanos and Kyle Schwarber can't hit. Alec Boehm can't hit. It's just been a matter of how are those guys going to play on defense. I mean, even, you know, someone like John Segura and Didi Gregorius, like these guys are above average for their positions at the plate, but below average for their positions on the defensive side of the ball. But, as we know with baseball, it's like how many opportunities is Didi Gregorius even getting in the field? How many is Gene Segura or Alec Boehm even getting? It's like these things are so random and such a small sample and so variant that kind of anything can happen there. And the LIV Tour has teed off this morning. Mm-hmm. Apparently these guys are suspended. I would say I'm probably in the top 10th percentile of golf fans in the world. I'm not watching. I don't really care. I mean, what do I want to watch Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, you know, putter around in like a glorified skins match? Like, it's just not interesting to me. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think probably in the end, this is going to end up being the LIV Tour will end up being a failure. It's not going to make money. It's not going to make anyone love Saudi Arabia anymore. But it is definitely going to be bad for the PGA Tour. I think that is certainly true. You know, I mean, losing guys who are major champions in last 4 or 5 years, like that's not good for the game. No doubt about it.
Yeah, 17 players as of now, and I think that the PGA Tour waited for this to actually tee off to make that official. And they're unable to play in sponsored PGA Tour events as well. I'm going to cover this story a little bit later more on Newswire, no doubt. But we got a lot of fantasy content to cover here on the show. We got to get an afternoon and evening slate figured out here for daily fantasy in baseball and talk some starting pitching on the show today, not to mention some fantasy or reality. So stay on the grid for that. Davis and I are going to be here with you every day throughout the fantasy baseball season. I know basketball is quickly coming to an end. The NHL is quickly coming to an end. But folks,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
We got all of June to knock out a ton of fantasy baseball content for you. We're also going to touch on a lot of fantasy football best ball content. And so for those of you who have been watching the show for a number of years, you know we sort of keep our policy of sort of going all in on football at some point. Usually we do that toward the end of July and August. But for those of you who are watching for fantasy baseball content, we are going to continue to give you that all throughout the summer before training camp opens in the NFL. So we'll be right back here with more fantasy sports today. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Full slate of Major League Baseball games, two teams having the day off here on this Thursday. Night slate, interesting as well. Some good pitchers throwing in the evening, even in the afternoon. Davis, we have the return of Steven Strasburg, former World Series champion tonight against the Miami Marlins. Shane McClanahan is going as well. Got to make some key decisions because we got aces all over the board, I guess, on the slate tonight.
We do have aces all over the board. We have Garrett Cole pitching, Max Fried pitching. I guess Dylan Bundy is not an ace this season, but at least is making ace money. Shohei Ohtani is going. Yeah, I guess it's definitely a slate of haves and have-nots because we have those guys going. And then we also have Jordan Lyles, James Caprelli, and Chris Bubich. So we have some guys who we definitely expect to give up some hard contact.
All right, so let's take a look tonight. Let's start off with the two starting pitchers that Davis is recommending here over on DraftKings. We'll start with Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees. He is priced at $10,400. And then Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels is priced at $8,100.
Yep. So Garrett Cole, I think he is going to be about 60% owned or so, and definitely deservedly so. He has been... Craig, he has just been absolutely shoving over the last month of the season. He's coming off of a 36-point game where I believe he was perfect through seven against the Detroit Tigers. Has not had fewer than 25 DraftKings points since the 19th of April. Just been, AL Cy Young. I don't actually know who's the favorite in the betting markets right now, but I would think Cole is making a pretty compelling case to be there. And then, Ohtani definitely has been a little bit worse as a pitcher this year, let's be honest, than he was last season. But I think this is a fairly decent matchup for him. You know, the Boston Red Sox have a lot of guys who are strong right-handed hitters, but the bottom of their order has not been particularly strong. And I think maybe most importantly, their best hitters have been super streaky this year. You know, Trevor Story, super cold, then has that nuclear week. I think he hit 6 home runs in 1 week. JD Martinez has definitely been a little bit worse. And just in general, I just think this is a really good price for Ohtani because obviously we know any given game, 9 strikeouts, 6 clean innings, you know, it's and you know, when you look at generally how DraftKings prices other guys of this skill set, for example, I think skill set wise, you know, Shane Bieber and Ohtani are kind of close right now, where, you know, once at every five starts, they're getting absolutely smoked and they're out of the game after the fourth inning. But Bieber in the slate last night was $1,600 more expensive than Ohtani is today. So I feel pretty comfortable going with Ohtani in the mid 8,000s.
All right. By the way, Red Sox actually playing good ball. I want to give them credit. They've won seven in a row. Yeah. If Davis is right on Ohtani, maybe the Angels break that streak tonight. We'll see. All right, let's go to the hitters on the slate. We've got MJ Melendez. We talked about him the other day, back in the lineup today, and he is 3,900. Ryan Mountcastle of the Baltimore Orioles, priced at 3,100. Rougned Odor is 2,900. Keep Brian Hayes of the Pirates, 4,800. And then Bobby Witt Jr. of the Royals, 5,100. The Royals pitching is looking historically bad at this point, but their hitting seems to be coming around a little bit.
Yeah, and that game, that Baltimore-Kansas City game, is probably the best offensive game taking place in Kansas City. Real hot, should be right around first pitch, it should be right around 88 degrees, so we definitely like that. But, you know, looking at some of these other games, I mean, we just have really good pitchers going, right? And it's like, do I want to use the Yankees, who are all expensive, against Dylan Bundy? I mean, maybe, right? You know, maybe some of the Yankees end up being optimal. But Melendez, we talked about this, I believe, on Monday, but just getting a guy who is an above average hitter in Major League Baseball, not just for his position at catcher, I think is pretty good. Melendez has had a pretty good batted ball profile in mm-hmm. his first stint here in the majors. And then Ryan Mountcastle, of course, gets the matchup against Chris Bubich. We all know these Daniel Lynches, these Bubiches, these, you know, just these guys who are drafted very high by the Kansas City Royals. I mean, I don't know if it's a failure of the coaching staff. I don't know if they need to change pitching coaches, but it's like none of these young guys are developing. I mean, how many guys have the Royals drafted in the first round and they just simply do not develop? So we like Mountcastle. Odor is lefty on lefty, but I am not anticipating Bubich staying in this game for very long. I think it would be a huge surprise if he got five innings into this game. So half of Odor's plate appearances are going to come against a right-handed reliever. Ke'Bryan Hayes, I mean, he's just a guy who I like. I mean, I just am predisposed to him. He's not having a particularly great season, only two home runs, does have seven stolen bases, two steals over the last week of the season. And, I mean, he's got the platoon advantage against Fried. Good price there. I think he should be fairly low-owned. And then on the Royal side of the ball, you're right. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. started this season so slow. He did not have a home run for the entire first month of the season. He's up to seven home runs. He stole a base last week against the Astros. For all the failures of the Kansas City Royals this season, and there have been plenty of them, you know, Witt doesn't look as good. Salvador Perez is injured. Carlos Santana is definitely not the guy that he was last season. We can at least say Bobby Witt Jr. is playing to the back of his baseball card right now, and that's really the only positive you can take as a fan of the Kansas City Royals. So even at this elevated salary in the matchup against Jordan Lyles, I think he looks like a strong play.
Yeah, I mean, these rebuilds are just never guaranteed, you know? Like, the results have shown in Houston and the Cubs. I mean, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Still remains to be seen with the Royals. But yeah, big step back for them this year when they were supposed to go forward. All right, let's take a look at the outfielders. And minimum priced, I believe, if I'm not mistaken here, for Oscar Gonzalez at 2,200. The Braves are red hot. They've won seven in a row. Ronald Acuna Jr., his price tonight is 6,200. And then Brandon Marsh of the Los Angeles Angels, when he is hot, he's filling up the stat sheet. Hits, Davis steals, runs, can hit home runs too. Really like this player. I think eventually he's going to be a star.
Yeah, I really like him as well. And it's kind of just a matter of, I mean, they gotta move him up in the order right now, right? Because Mike Trout is banged up. Taylor Ward is banged up. And it's like, long term, does it make sense to be batting Juan Lagares fifth? You know, Matt Duffy fourth? Like, probably not. And I actually do think the Angels, you know, there's like some interesting psychology with the Angels here, because I've always been one of these guys that does not think Nick Pivetta is very good. And when Nick Pivetta has his bad starts, they often come with home runs, right? It's often him struggling to keep the ball in the park. And Craig, who is going into this slate tonight saying, you know who I really want to play? The Los Angeles Angels, who have lost 14 games in a row. Like, no one is kind of thinking that way. And Pivetta is, by the numbers, you know, getting a little bit lucky with his home run to fly ball stuff this year. He's a career 16% home run to fly ball guy. This year, he's at 8%. So I think, I think Brandon Marsh is pretty interesting. I think Jared Walsh is interesting. I didn't include Joe Adell in here, you know, just because not too many Pet guys. And then I also really like this spot for the Atlanta Braves last night. They scored 13 runs. Ronald Acuña Jr. did not get in on the 13 runs last night. I think he got on base one time. And so I'm just going to be betting on the come there. And then nothing good to say about Oscar Gonzalez. He's just a guy. He is the cheapest guy who is projected in the lineup tonight. And that's all I got for him.
All right, fair enough. Got to go with some min guys every once in a while and to win in DFS. And by the way, dailyroto.com is your spot for all the daily fantasy advice that you can handle. Davis and the team getting you set for the slates tonight. No doubt about that. All right, let's take a quick timeout here on the show. We got plenty more to come. We're going to talk some starting pitching in Major League Baseball. So make sure you stay on the grid for that. And then we'll play some fantasy or reality in the Sports Grid 60 coming up at 2.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
2 o'clock Eastern, Daniel Wallach will join us over on Newswire. We're also going to dive deeper into the story in professional golf, where the LIV tournament is going to be underway today, and the PGA Tour is basically saying goodbye to all of those players who are playing. So a really compelling story for you, and we will cover it for you later today. More on Fantasy Sports Today up next, but stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. It's been an interesting year, Davis, for pitching in Major League Baseball, to say the least. I have the pleasure, in particular, of covering Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins, who's putting together a first half, Davis, like I have never seen before. There's a lot of, reminiscing to, Jose Fernandez when he pitched with Miami. I'm sure you remember him. Had some unbelievable games in Major League Baseball. But we thought we would dive in a little bit deeper, to some of the pitching. We got the news today from The Athletic. I don't know if you saw this, that Major League Baseball indeed is trying to concoct some sort of sticky substance that will be legal for the players. They're testing it out to see if this will work for the pitchers. Some pitchers have said that it doesn't work. Again, we're going to see in the end how this does pan out. But overall, what are your thoughts this season? I know you're playing in the NFBC. On the Champions League, do you think pitching has been better? Do you think it's been worse? Do you think we've had more surprises? I know what April looked like, but it's changed quite a bit since then.
Well, April looked like pretty much every starting pitcher that you took in the NFBC was like amazing, right? It was like, oh, I'm a genius. I took these guys. They're mowing everyone down. They're not letting up. They're not letting up any home runs. And then the weather got a little bit warmer, and things changed around a little bit. Funnily enough, the top two pitchers that we took on our team, Shane Bieber and Zach Wheeler, had really rough starts to the year, so it felt extra bad, right? Watching Shane Bieber throw an 88-mile-an-hour fastball when Sandy Alcantara is mowing people down, like it did not feel particularly good. Zach Wheeler's actually out on paternity leave right now. I do think one of the interesting things about the overall tenor of this season has been a lot of the young starting pitchers have actually been very good. A lot of those guys that you took shots on rounds 15 through 20, they've actually been quite good. For example, Josiah Gray, I mean, he was so bad last season for the Washington Nationals, and he's had a couple horrible blow-up starts this season. I think maybe the Dodgers tagged him for 8 runs in 2 innings or something like that, but he's overall been pretty good. Kyle Bradish, despite not knowing where the ball is going, has strung together some results. Hunter Green for the Cincinnati Reds has been pretty strong. So I find the young pitcher stuff to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and so let's focus on one of them. And at this point, Davis, I think is it kind of fair to say the Brewers sort of have this pitching factory? I know they invested a lot of money in Arizona. I believe it's Arizona for this like pitching lab. And they're just grinding out these pitchers every year, whether it is Burns or Woodruff or Peralta. The latest is this kid, Aaron Ashby. He's 1-4 with a 3.13 earned run average this season. But Davis, really, the key story here is a story of yet again resilience. Look at his numbers previous to this year. Gives you no indication whatsoever that this guy is going to become a frontline starter. That's what he is right now for Milwaukee. They've lost Peralta. Woodruff has not been himself. And, I did not, honestly, Davis, with all the fantasy people who are out there, I guess they're called experts or community, whatever, not a lot on Aaron Ashby saying, wow, this is a breakout season. I know he only has one win, but that's not his fault. He's having a really good year.
He is. I mean, probably the most interesting thing is how often do we see these guys transition from the bullpen to the starting rotation and be able to extend their duration per start without having any significant hiccups. Now, Ashby's profile certainly is not perfect. So far this season, he has walked 11.9% of the batters that he has faced. You are not going to get away with that in the major leagues for very long, specifically if you are a left-handed starter, right? So being a left-handed starter and walking guys, that's brutal. Because, left-handed starters actually have to be better than the average right-handed starter because they're going to face more guys with the platoon advantage against them. That's just the math of the population. There are more right-handed people in the world than there are left-handed people. So when Aaron Ashby starts, a lot of the times, I mean, he will probably be losing the platoon advantage on 7 to 8 of the batters in the lineup against him. But you're right, he has been very strong. And he's actually maybe even gotten a little bit unlucky if you look at his expected ERA numbers. He could shave off about half a run off of his ERA. Ashby is looking like one of those guys you threw 15 Fab bucks on early on in the season who has been a huge boon to your roster.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think that it's all about, finding those players at the beginning of the season. There are a lot of great fantasy experts who are out there who make, great predictions. I'm just being honest, I did not see this name as a potential guy going into the season. So not a heavily rostered player for me, no doubt. On the other hand, Davis Walker Buehler is probably a very, heavily rostered player. And by the way, in a wagering perspective, a lot of people thought this was the year that Walker Buehler was going to win the NL Cy Young Award, but I don't know. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. His record is really good because the Dodgers are good, but his ERA is on the higher side. His WHIP is on the higher side. His strikeouts are not usually where you would like them to be. And I guess you just kind of have to ask the question, Davis, is that it did feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way, it felt like a couple of years ago that people just wanted to make Buehler the next Kershaw, essentially saying like, oh, Kershaw's been great, he's headed to the Hall of Fame, but Buehler's now the guy, right? And Buehler is now going to have the big numbers, and Kershaw's like sort of going to fade. And I know Kershaw's been hurt and all that, and that's there's no question. I think personally, the Dodgers are just saddling Kershaw to wait for the postseason. I don't think they really care until that happens. But what do you think? I mean, do you think that Buehler is just not going to be the guy that everyone thought he was? Do you think it's just basically a blip on the radar? What are you seeing here with him?
No, I mean, I think that Walker Buehler and Julio Urias are very similar, where I think just the need for there to be another great Dodgers starting pitcher, of which there have been how many, right? Sandy Koufax, Clayton Kershaw. Who is the guy in the 80s? Why am I why
Oral
Earl
Hirschhi.
Hersha or Hershiser? Yeah. I mean, being the best starting pitchers for the Dodgers, it's kind of like being the shortstop for the Yankees or being the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. It's kind of it's like a very prestigious position. So people have wanted Urias to be that guy. People have wanted Buehler to be that guy. And to be honest, Buehler has not really been that guy for quite some time. I mean, he never got to the strikeout rate that you would need to be in this day and age a truly elite starting pitcher. Like, to be an elite starting pitcher in Major League Baseball today, the way the game is played, you have to have a strikeout rate above 30%. You can't be below 30% and be a Cy Young guy. And Buehler has never been that guy. He's all the way down to a 20% strikeout rate this year. No, he doesn't walk anyone, and he doesn't give up home runs, and he does a great job at getting soft contact. So I think he's pretty much going to be a 3.5 ERA guy for the Dodgers for what, the next 10 years or whatever. And he's very good. Another thing that we've learned about baseball is going through the order for a third time. That's like a huge hack, right? The Rays like never have a starter go through the third time. The Astros never have a starter go through the third time. But Buehler can because of the way he pitches. His location is so good, and his off-speed stuff, he could throw for strikes, so he can get through the lineup for a third time. And that is a competitive advantage. But yeah, I don't see him ever winning a Cy Young.
Yeah, no, I think that I think you made a great point. I mean, Fernando Valenzuela, even before that, there's always been some Dodger, that has looked at as the ace. And listen, Walker Buehler could still be the ace. He's just not Kershaw. I mean, that's just all that comes down to it. Well, this is a story of reclamation here for Carlos Carrasco of the New York Mets. I mean, Davis, a free player in fantasy drafts, it was Scherzer, it was DeGrom, it was Bassett, right? Like you'd have to go far down to get to Carlos Carrasco. And with the way that the Mets are scoring runs, he's already got 7 wins on the season. So he's 7-1 on the year. He's basically exactly who he was in his heyday with Cleveland. And he was kind of left for forgotten. I mean, that's really the truth here. And Davis, when you talked about Carrasco before the season, what's the conversation? Oh, can he stay healthy? Oh, can he make 20 starts? And you don't even have to have that talk about him this year. Of course, he had the medical issues a few years ago, so of course that's always, playing into the conversation here, why people are rooting for him. But wow, what dividends he is playing on a team like that.
Yeah, I mean, and really, Carrasco has not been great since the 2015 season, where he had 183 innings of 3.5 ERA ball, struck out over a batter per inning. And he's had, decent stretches through there. I suppose his 2017 season was phenomenal as well. And then he did have the severe health issues to close out his career when he was there in Cleveland. And I guess maybe even what's more interesting this season is that he's done it in a different way, where he's been striking out you know, fewer batters, but just doing a really good job getting soft contact and things like that. And I mean, huge godsend for the Mets with all the health issues that their starting pitching has had. You know, if Carrasco was not the guy and it was, you know, Seth Lugo, I don't even know if Seth Lugo's still on the Mets, but he was their sixth guy for a long time. Like, they would be in a much more difficult spot. And I suppose the fact that the Mets are, you know, just absolutely running away with the NL East, I mean, you kind of have to credit it to the fact that they've been able to stitch together this pitching rotation.
Yeah, and we'll see. DeGrom does look like he's making some progress, and Scherzer should be back sometime next month too. Mets are off to a great start, but it shows you how fragile baseball is, not just with the injuries, Davis, but, you know, again, Philly, talented team, 6 in a row. Atlanta, talented team, 7 in a row. Mets have got to keep pushing, and if that thing falls even slightly apart, I believe those two teams will be ready to take them on. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next, it's time for some fantasy or reality, and then we got the Sports Grid 60. I'll be back with you guys at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. So stay on the grid for that. We'll have updates on.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cashback is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
The Major League Baseball afternoon games, latest on this new golf tournament happening today. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more. So where are you going? Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you who are on social media, you'll want to follow us on Twitter if you're not already. It's at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, and of course, all the things that we're discussing on fantasy or reality, you can ask us as well. Do you have a question for our show? Just tag us at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV, and play the fantasy or reality game. Davis, before we get to our actual fantasy or reality, I'm going to make a statement here on this show. Until the Los Angeles Angels win a game at the beginning of our fantasy or reality, I'm going to ask you, fantasy or reality, the Angels win tonight. And we are going to do this until they win. We're going to try and break this streak together. So if it doesn't happen today, we're going to do it tomorrow. If they don't win Saturday or Sunday, Davis, we're going to do it on Monday too. Fantasy or reality, the Angels win tonight.
You know what? I am going to say that they do. Ohtani versus Pivetta. My guy, he's taking the mound. Let's see what the betting line is. So the Angels, 14 games in a row, they're actually favored. Minus 120 to beat the Boston Red Sox and Nick Pivetta. No Trout probably. No Taylor Ward. He's on the IL. No Rendon. He's on the IL. I'm saying my boys in Los Angeles get it done tonight against the Boston Red Sox.
All right. So there you have it. Davis calls a win. Can we agree before fantasy or reality, though, that if they lose tonight, this could be a big, that this could go 20s, right? We agree with this, right?
I mean, it's just random. It's like the order in which the games happen doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they could win 8 in a row. They could go 8-2 over their next 10. It's like it'll be baseball. It's a long season, and the distribution of the wins and losses are essentially random.
Yeah, if it was a Red Sox, Davis would be like, oh yeah, they're winning. They're losing 27 games in a row. I know.
Well, yeah, right, I don't like the Red Sox
or the Cubs. All right, here it's time for fantasy or reality. All right, Cleveland Browns quarterback situation could potentially be a mess. I don't know when we're going to get clarity on this because the NFL dragged their feet on this Watson stuff all last year, too. We could get more of that this year. Feels like this is a good time to ask this question, although I think I know the answer. But it's a little complicated, I think, here in fantasy reality. So let's do it. Baker Mayfield, still a member of the Browns. Deshaun Watson, a member of the Browns. We know that, too. For now, on both, probably. Fantasy or reality, Davis, put the big brain on here. Baker Mayfield will start more games for the Browns than Deshaun Watson this season. Fantasy or reality?
This is a fantasy. Baker Mayfield has donned his Browns uniform for the last time. He will not be back. My guess is that he ends up as the backup quarterback in Seattle, or the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He could also end up being the other spot I see is backup quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, they know that Tom Brady is going to be 48 years old. They want to have a plan in place there. But the bridge is not only burnt, but they've started to pull up and break away the road leading up to the bridge. And the river is really deep and fast, and the current will pull you apart. It's completely done between the Browns and Baker Mayfield. The Browns are waiting on finding a team that will let them eat, you know, 70% of Baker's money, 80% of Baker's money, and they will figure that trade out then. And I have kind of steadfast said this entire time, it's a very difficult spot for the NFL. I mean, certainly Deshaun Watson, his legal troubles are not over. Pretty much every single day, the situation gets worse for Deshaun Watson and makes the Browns, one, it makes the Browns look very immoral and kind of crass to have given him right. $230 million guaranteed with all this. But it also, Craig, it makes them look stupid. It just makes them look like an organization that basically got desperate and said, we are so screwed at quarterback. Our only way out of this is to give a guy with, 22 pending sexual assault cases, a $230 million guaranteed contract. So this is a fantasy. I think the quarterback who is going to start the most games for the Browns in 2022 is going to be Jacoby Brissett.
Wow. If that's the case, holy cow. That's a far drop down. Boy, I guess I'm going to play the other side. I will say reality. I'll take some guesses here. And again, this is no information coming from me, just guess. I will say that Watson is suspended for the season. I will say that he will have some sort of appeal that allows him maybe to come back at the very end of this thing, maybe 2 games, 3 games. I think he's getting a lot. I think he's going to get 10 games, 12 games, something along those lines. Davis, you could be right. He could get a full year and we could see him. And then I think the Browns have to play nice with Baker. I think they got to play nice. I think they got to go back. They got to go back with their tail between their legs, say, hey, look, this is probably best for you. You come back with us. You have a great year. Then you go play for anyone you want, like the Rodgers thing 2 years ago. Now, I know that Baker is not on the same level as Rodgers, but they play that card. Hey, look, you want to go play for the rest of your career somewhere else? Do it. Play with us this year. Have a good year. Then we'll ship you wherever you want. Reality, Baker Mayfield back with the Browns. I'll probably be dead wrong on this, but I'm playing the other side. Okay. Finally, let's go to the guy who had the best season, I think, ever at wide receiver for, I think that's fair to say, or close to it. Again, they played one more game than they used to in the NFL. Cooper Kupp got a contract extension, 3 more years. He's been fantastic, borderline number one pick in fantasy football drafts. Fantasy reality, Davis, Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver, though, in the NFL right now.
No, I got fantasy here. I got Ja'Marr Chase as my best wide receiver in the NFL. If I was starting a draft, I would definitely go with Ja'Marr Chase as my top guy. I mean, for one thing, Cooper Kupp plays out of the slot. It is much easier to find a good slot wide receiver than it is to find a good boundary wide receiver. You know, like CeeDee Lamb, for example, has kind of struggled on the outside for the Cowboys, but been really good in the slot. It's just kind of an easier position to play. I'm not taking anything away from Cooper Kupp. Obviously, great player, deserves this contract. Super important to what the Rams do. But for my money, greatest wide receiver season ever has got to be Calvin Johnson in 2012. 16 games, 122 catches, 1,900 yards, like just and was doing so on the crappiest team ever, right? Those Lions teams that Calvin Johnson had to play with were the worst. So I got fantasy here. I got Chase as the best wide receiver.
Yeah, I'll go reality. I'll definitely go reality. Chase has done it once. Cooper Kupp's done it several times, and that's, you know, old man in me saying that. Do it again. Prove it to me again. Love Ja'Marr Chase. He's on my dynasty league team. I'm going for it this year and fighting. But I do think Cooper Kupp deserves to have my vote as best wide receiver in the NFL. He's done it for a long time. I know you can count on him too. That's not to say you can't count on Chase. Chase may have a historical season for Cincinnati this year, but Cooper Kupp has done that. So I will disagree, and I will say reality. He is the best wide receiver in the NFL. All right, the All-Star game is coming to Los Angeles. I believe I will be there. I'm planning on going. One of the things that they do is they do this celebrity softball game. They've been doing this now probably for about 15, 20 years. They used to actually air this game live. And then, Davis, what they did was it kind of deteriorated a little bit. And then they threw it on after Home Run Derby on television. I don't even know if they're airing it anymore, honestly. But the list of names came out. Who's participating in this? Fantasy reality, Davis, you know. 10 of the celebrities playing in the celebrity game in Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is false. I don't think I know any of these people.
You do. You know a few.
Okay. All right. So I know Quavo. I of course know Rob Lowe, right? Rob Lowe.
That's cool.
Lots of reasons I would know Rob Lowe, but best character in Parks and Rec. I know the snowboarder gal, Chloe Kim, and I know who Desus and Marrow are. So I know four of these people. So fantasy, I don't know 10. Looks like I know four of them. So good for me.
I'm staying.
Who's the fifth that I know? Oh, Jenny Finch. Oh, okay. Six. I know six. Jenny Finch. Great softball player. Oh, he was the old Dodgers outfielder?
Seven. So I'll give you,
wow,
so
okay.
You know seven. I'll give you the ones, I have the list in front of me. I'm looking at my phone, guys, sorry. Okay, so I know who JoJo Silva, is it Siwa? Siwa is, because my daughter's seen this show. Right, whatever.
Okay.
I know who she is, okay? So that's one for me for sure. Rob Lowe's 100%, that's number two. CC Sabathia, for me, is number three. Jenny Finch, she's been in this, I think, every year. That's number four. Desus Nice and the Kid Miro, that's five and six. The Miz, you don't know who the Miz is? WWE, no? No clue?
Not a wrestling guy. I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about him or what he looks like.
Like the Miz. I know him. That's seven. That's it, though. That's it. I can get to seven. That's as far as I can go. I don't even know who this rapper is. Quavo, who is it? Quavo?
Quavo. We talked about him like two or three weeks ago when we talked about the Migos. He's a member of the Migos. Yeah. But this is not for me.
Yeah. This is, I'll tell you, this is in Los Angeles, man. Like, this is really disappointing. I mean, come on. This is the best they can do.
I mean, look, you get Matt Damon and Ben Affleck playing against each other in this thing. I'm watching. You get Damon and Affleck in there. I'm watching. You get Matthew McConaughey in there. I'm probably watching. But this list of people, you know, what's weird is I actually normally like the celebrity stuff for the NBA All-Star game. Maybe it's just because those guys are more in my wheelhouse, but normally I'll watch that. Like, normally I find what I think they call it the Seeing Stars, where they do it's one WNBA player, one celebrity, and one NBA player. Like, that's pretty cool. I generally like that.
Yeah. No, I listen, I'm excited for all these events because I think I'm going to go with my family, but this is like one event that would be like a question mark, and then let's see who's going to be there. And then, I you know what? I have a feeling that there's going to be more added to this thing. It's June 9th. This thing is not until July 19th. I cannot believe that this is the full list of this. But let's see. Let's let it play out. I have been to this before in New York, and I assure you, a quick Google will show you that it was much better then, for sure. I went to the one in Cincinnati. It was much better then, too. I mean, lots of big names in that. So, I mean, this is in L.A. I mean, maybe there's COVID stuff. I don't know. But regardless, yeah, fantasy for me as well. Can't name 10, no doubt. Kind of sad there. All right, so let's take a quick time out here on the show. We got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next, so make sure you stay on the grid for that. And then later today on Newswire, we're going to break down everything happening in the NBA as we talk to our contributors from the sporting news. We also talk usually some Major League Baseball today, so stay on the grid for that. Daniel Wallach of Wallach Legal will join us on the show, in addition to our contributors from Legal Sports Report. Newswire is on every day from 2 to 3 Eastern. So those of you who are leaving us live here on Sports Grid coming up in 10 minutes from now, if you are, I don't know why, because the early line's coming up. But if you do, tune back in at 2 o'clock. And by the way, let us know what you think about the show on social media, on Twitter, at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. You can always follow me at Craig Mish as well, whether you are streaming the show live or watching us on demand on one of our providers, OTT, video, YouTube, streaming somewhere else. So we'll be right back with a final thought. It's called the Sports Grid 60. Davis and I each have commentary at the end of the show. Hopefully you enjoy it. We'll have it for you next. So stay on the grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock back with you here. Peyton Manning has just signed a strategic partnership, according to Darren Rovell, with Omaha Productions, including Omaha Network, signing along with Caesars Sportsbook. No doubt we'll talk about that coming up 2 o'clock today on Newswire, so stay tuned to that. Let's go to Davis for the Sports Grid 60.
So, of course, the big thing everyone's talking about today is the LIV golf event, which, by the way, in case you were wondering like me, LIV stands for 54, because all of these golf events are playing 54 holes. Really stupid. This is what I am hoping. I am hoping that the competition makes the PGA's TV coverage better. More shots, you know, something similar to the Masters, right? The Masters app, you see every shot. You can go to the app, you can replay every shot. I am just hoping that the competition ends up being good. Unfortunately, what I think is going to happen is we're just going to have both. We're going to have two like C plus golf tours, which is good for no one, right? That sucks. But I'm very much hoping the coverage gets better.
All right, I'll focus on the NBA Finals. Is there a more fascinating player than Draymond Green? It feels like when the Golden State Warriors are winning and they're doing well, everyone praises Draymond Green for how tough he plays and how hard he plays and the fouls he creates and his defense. And then when the Warriors are losing, he's a bad guy. He can't control himself. He's always like, you know, a bully. It's so funny how fascinating the difference is from when they're winning to when they're losing. Right now he's on the losing side. So everyone is ripping Draymond Green and social media videos popping up of him throwing guys on the ground. But then they'll win. And then, oh, he's great. He does all the right things. He's a good enforcer. Kind of a polarizing figure still in the NBA at this point. Thanks again to LTN for keeping us on the air, doing a great job today. Our graphics department, Danny and Ryan, no doubt, for our producer, Brett Levy, and my co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back after lunch at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Until then, have a great day. See ya. Great.
Moro Casino, America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.